Ratings Booster Deluxe is right here with Molly and Bailey from Community Hospital. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Been a long time since you've been in here.
Yes, it has.
What's the problem here?
Well, you know, I come when Molly tells me.
You brought her along today, Molly.
I said, hey, girl, these are your events. We're going.
Exactly right. You bet. We got a lot to get to today, don't we?
Yeah, we have a lot of things going on.
Let's get right to it. What's on tap first now?
Yeah, well, let's just start with car seat event. So we did move that, our monthly car seat event. It's still taking place at the McCook Fire Station. We have just changed it to the second Tuesday of each month. So our next one is Tuesday, February 11th from 3:30 to 6:30. We do have a link now where you can just go sign up and schedule an appointment. I will reach out to confirm that. And one of our car seat techs will be there at the fire station to get you taken care of.
These car seat events have been around for a long time. They really help, but especially maybe new couples out there, don't they?
Yes, yes. It's from expecting parents to maybe even your third or fourth kid. We're just here to help take out the stress of car seat safety. We're here to educate you. We're not here to shame or to tell you you're doing it wrong. We just want to keep you and your child safe.
And that stuff, it changes every year, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Even us car seat techs, there's a car seat that comes in and we're like, what is this? Because there's just so many things are advancing and that involves car seats. So yeah, we're here to learn with you. We don't know it all, but we're going to use our resources to make sure that it gets done right.
Folks always kind of ask this call and get an appointment as soon as you can. Can't you?
Yep, you can. And appointments aren't required. So if you do want to just show up that day, we will have a spot. Mm-hmm. If we are ever full, we'll advertise that and let everyone know that those are closed. But you can go online to our Facebook, to any of our car seat posts. We have the link to schedule by yourself. Or if you want to give my phone a call, that's 308-344-8550.
And if you can't make it to the event and you're like, man, I really need, the next event's not until February 11th and I have a baby now. You can call, you can schedule now, today, if you needed one today. And they're super available. Same with newborns. If you have a newborn coming or a newborn that you have at the hospital, they'll come and do the check before you even leave the hospital.
And over the fire station again?
Yep, we're at the fire station. But if you are in-house, like Molly mentioned, the nurses just give us a call and we meet you down at your room.
All right. Yes. What else is going on?
I can talk about grief support. So we have, we do lots of support programs. It's just really, there's people are all stages of their lives. So, we want to make sure that we're really hitting the things that are important to people. And so one of the, programs that we offer our, social workers offer is called grief support. It is a closed group, meaning that you have to register for it. You have to RSVP. The first meeting is on February 4th. It's at, 4:30. To get registered for that, you have to call Becky Mai, who's one of our social workers. Her phone number is 308-344-8221. Darian Crystal also is involved with that. She's on the home health and hospice side. So if you're kind of in that world, Darian can help you with that. And they meet at the temporary shell space in the hospital, which is kind of a weird spot. You go into the convenient care part of McCook Clinic, and then you kind of walk into that hall, and they'll be there to guide you.
Great people to work with, aren't they?
So great. And it's just about, supporting people in their grief and helping them walk through this new stage that they might not have walked through before. There's a group of people, so it's lots of people in this same world. And Becky and Darian are just the most lovely people who really care about making sure that people are able to move forward with their lives. So definitely get signed up for that.
All right. What's next?
Yeah, so next is Healthy Connections. We kind of just want to talk about it. We don't have the date set in stone yet, but coming up in March, we'll have another Healthy Connections, which is that 50-plus lunch and learn. You get free lunch, and you get to learn from one of our providers or just one of our staff to better your health, whether that's prevention or just being aware of the services that we can provide and help here in McCook. So that is from 11:30 to 1, and you can watch our Facebook for more information on that. And then that is an RSVP as well. Then we'll kind of just touch on Frog Class, which is fitness reaching older gens. We have those here in McCook at the E-Free Church. We do have them in Culbertson and a few other surrounding areas. I'm really just to aim to help the elderly stay healthy, active, prevent falls, just keep them strong. So if you're interested in that, you can also call my number at 308-344-8550.
Some exercises, stuff like that, talking yes. about how just you gotta stay moving to keep yourself fit, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, they do sit. They mostly do sit exercises.
Do they? Okay.
Yep. Yeah. There's some standing, but a lot of it's sit. And then Bailey mentioned, she's talked about that they, you know, it's a lot about social too. It's sure. not just about that exercise. You know, it's about that mental piece too, where we're getting together in and being in a group where we can have conversations about how our lives are and, you know, making those mm-hmm. connections, which is just as important as the exercise.
And thanks to E-Free Church for hosting it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And I think they really like that space. It's a good, mm-hmm. Nice, easy one floor access. They don't have to walk far from their vehicles to the room. So that has been a great help.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, so we have Eat Smart, Get Fit. It is a program for people who have pre-diabetes or are diabetic currently, type 2 specifically. And it also starts on February 4th. The thing about it that has kind of changed this year from previous years is that it's completely free, and it's going to meet every single Tuesday. That'll happen all the way through about August, and then in August it'll change to bi-weekly, so every other Tuesday. And basically the whole point of it is to be like, hey, what do we need to do as people who are on the cusp of diabetes or actively living that? What do we need to eat? What do we need? How do we need to be active? And they're going to bring in, you know, people that, you know, maybe heart health people or themselves who, Pat Rice, who's our dietitian, and Terry Unger, who's our diabetic educator. They're going to have conversations about how do we keep you healthy living this life that's different than maybe what you expected it to look like.
All right.
And so that meets on Tuesdays. It's going to start on the 4th. You do not have to register.
Coming up right around. Yeah. Hard to believe. It's already into January, start of February. Right. Just, that's crazy.
Wild.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
All right. What else is going on?
Yeah. So next we have Career Discovery Days. This is for our local high school students. So we have freshmen through seniors from 12 different schools, even a homeschool group attending. We have over 200 students already signed up. But if you are hearing this and you haven't heard from your child, or maybe are interested in your child to attend our Career Discovery Days, they get hands-on experience in healthcare. So this is just a great way to learn if healthcare is for them or not, and saves you some money because they can learn this before they go to college mm-hmm. and spend that money. So really, it's a great event. Our staff do great at presenting and coming up with activities for them to truly learn about what that career might be. So if you are interested in that, yet again, you can call me at 308-344-8550.
All right, that's coming up toward the end of February.
Yes.
Okay.
So two more events. I'll touch on one briefly, and then actually both of them briefly. So we have another support group, Parkinson's Support. It's going to start. It kicks off. Well, it's actually a quarterly event, and so March 7th is a Friday, and it's for people with Parkinson's, their family, their support. So maybe, you know, you're a person that you have a friend who has Parkinson's and just wants to know more. They just meet quarterly, so they've really been able to, you know, hone in on people who really do need that connection. So that's starting or going to happen March 7th. So that's a little ways out, but just to put it on the radar. And then the other thing that we have that it's our second year of doing, and we really hope that we can just keep growing it, is the Light of Hope Cancer Survivor Dinner. It is for survivors and a guest, and it is on March 1st. It does require an RSVP because it's a dinner, so mm-hmm. we provide you a meal. It's at the hospital. To register, you call Bailey. Again, she gets a lot of phone calls. You call 308-344-8255. We have to have the RSVPs by February 17th. We will come back here to the radio and remind mm-hmm. people closer to, but that it will be a great event. We have speakers. They do a luminary ceremony where they light luminarias out on in our healing garden, and it's just a really beautiful night. It is a Saturday. It's March 1st. We have, you know, musicians and really the gals over in the cancer center, radiation oncology and medical oncology. They really have been able to pull that together and make it be a really special event for survivors who, you know, have really gone through really tough things. And it's just like, hey, we want to honor you for your fight, basically. So mm-hmm. If you have questions or want to RSVP, That would be Bailey again, 308-344-8255.
I'm sure an emotional night, but a happy emotional night for everyone there.
Yeah, it's really special.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That second year you've been doing
it? Second year,
yeah. Yeah, it's got to keep that going for years to come, you bet.
Yeah.
Also, what else? Is that kind of...
Yeah, that kind of wraps it up for us. But I do want to just add to survivors, you could be currently fighting. You are still a survivor because you are currently going through and fighting that battle. So we have no rules or definition for say, really this is for you to provide support and really just to be around people who have been through it and...
And that's our whole thing. You know, our mission at the hospital is leading our region to a healthier future. And healthier futures look, you know, that's healthy eating, which we know about, and exercise, which we know about. But it's also this mental health piece and making connections. And so the support groups really are about just making sure that people feel the connection so that they know that they're not alone in their battle. And it could be Parkinson's, it could be cancer, it could be grief, it could be, you know, just eating better. Though all of those are really, really important. And we just want to make sure that people understand that we are a resource in our region, not just our community. And if they need those support groups, that they can reach out. And if we don't have one, you know, we can find you one that is in the community, or that's a great way for us to think, oh, is this something that we need to be doing and offering to our people of our region? And that helps us make better decisions for the people.
January 1st was, of course, the big day for the for Community Hospital and the McCook Clinic. How's that going?
I think it's going great. I actually heard the radio spot this morning, and I was like, yes. I think it's gone really well. We've had, you know, we had the state come in, and they surveyed, and that went really well. And then we've just been, you know, working through processes and systems and helping everything, you know, work smoothly. And I don't think we've had really many hiccups, just making sure that we're meeting patients' needs. And I think that's been pretty obvious that we're continuing to do that. So that's been awesome. That staff, they've been great. They just have nose to the grindstone, pushing through, making things happen for our patients. And even on the hospital side, you know, just people being so supportive. And, you know, we've always been like connected because they were in our building. But even walking down the hall, it's different now. Like, we're like, oh, hey, I know you now, even though we've always seen each other. So it's really been neat to see our teams come together. Some of the teams have really had to actually, like, they've moved offices to the original community hospital team. And I think that's gone really well. And so it's just been a fun little, you know, project. We're still meeting. We actually just this week decided we could back it off to every month instead of weekly. So that's nice. We kind of get a little bit of time back in our schedules. And, you know, we're just excited to be able to share and grow and expand that service line. And you know, they have Metastatics, that is a really big part of their program. And then their convenient care, which we all love the convenient care because you can walk in when you need to. Right. And so we're just excited about keeping those service lines open. So that's awesome.
Medical oncology, Dr. George.
Yeah, he started February 6th, started seeing patients. January 6th.
She's already looking forward to February already.
I know. It's here, basically. Yeah. So.
He hasn't been in this week. So he'll start next week with really just like, you know, going. We saw lots of brand new patients last week and the week before. So really we're really doing a great job. Our teams have had to really pivot a lot. You know, we never did first time chemos. Patients who were having to receive their first time chemotherapy had to go to North Platte to see Dr. George up there. And so that's been a huge thing for our pharmacy to say, hey, what does that look like for a patient? What precautions do we need to have? Who needs to be on standby to make sure that this goes well? You know, those things we really had to work through. And everybody has worked so hard. We have basically brand new service lines with brand new staff who we moved from other places in the hospital to cover those needs. And they've just like rallied. It's been really amazing to see how awesome. And it's really for the patients. And we want to make sure that patients feel like I can come to community hospital and get the care that I need. And we're excited. That's what it's looked like so far.
That's terrific. Everything's going smooth.
Yeah.
That's good.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's still
going
to
go smooth. It's been great. Yeah. We have a great team out there. We're now at 400 with the McCook Clinic coming over, which is great. Man, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
We're trying to share faces, you know, with everybody. I do an employee newsletter every other week. And so on the off weeks, I'm doing an employee newsletter that's just people's names and faces in their departments,
sure,
just
sure.
to connect people, because we're so, so large. But we want it to be a team atmosphere. We want our interdepartment teams to work together. We want our community to see that we really are a team that works for their needs and you know, puts them at the focus.
Finally, you put out a release yesterday in the Giving is Contagious campaign.
Yeah.
It's going pretty good.
It went really well. That was kind of at the end of the year. I put it out yesterday because the numbers finally came in.
Uh-huh.
Jessica Bortner with the Community Hospital Health Foundation, they run that campaign. And it's basically just asking our employees to give to the foundation in a way that is helpful. You know, the foundation buys so many things for our hospital every single day, every single year, you know, from different pieces of equipment. They help support patients who can't get home or can't get to their appointments. You know, there's so many different financial needs that our patients and our staff need. And so the foundation really is that integral part of making a lot of those needs get met. And so when our employees give that saying like, hey, I see what you're doing. And so they, I think, had 59% of our staff gave, which was huge. And they saw well over maybe 60,000, I think is what it says, which is huge. I mean, that can do so many good things for our people and our patients. And I mean, they're just integral. They really are. And I don't know if people know this, but lots of hospitals don't even have foundations.
Mm-hmm.
So for our hospital to have a foundation that cares so, so much about making sure that we can provide to first our patients and second our staff, that's huge.
2025 is off to a good start, isn't it?
It is. It is.
And
we're almost to February and we're ready to go.
There's a lot of more stuff still to come in springtime. After winter gets done, spring and the summertime too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that we'll roll out all sorts of new things. We don't know about them. They're just on the cusp. You know, we see them at the top of the hill. We're just slowly getting to them. So it's great. We're excited.
We appreciate you coming out and talking about it. Of course, hit the website, hit all the social media stuff. It's all right there as well, isn't
yep,
it?
Yep. And we also do use the chamber calendar. So you know, like, what's going on tonight? I don't put like Eat Smart, Get Fit, that meets every single Tuesday. I don't put that kind of thing on the calendar, on like the chamber calendar, but just because it's repetitive every single week.
Uh-huh.
But you know, all those one-off events, stuff like that, we try to put those on the chamber calendar so people know, so they're aware, and so they have you know, the resources necessary to be able to come to the things that we're doing. So